Okay, tell everyone we are up to page 155 at the bottom over here. Simon Tov Reisha Dalad Sif Gimel. We're talking about Ni'ilas Asanel. We talked about the Maker Tadin. What is the Halacha Legabe Ni'ilas Asanel? Who has the what type of shoes are considered part of the Gzeira? What part of the shoes are not? Here we go. Sif Gimel talks about people who perhaps are Potter from the Inyan of not wearing leather shoes. Says the Mechaber over here, Achaya. Someone who has just given birth, Kol Shloshim Yom. The first 30 days after giving birth, Muteresli Nola Tasandal, it is mutter for her to wear regular shoes. Viachola, and also someone who is sick. Yotzaba Apple, Pisha, Ain Bo Sakana, even then they're not having a Sakana. Echein, Mishishishla Makaburagla, if someone has some type of injury to his foot, he could also wear regular shoes. So it brings out three Atarim over here, a woman who has given birth, Chola, okay, that's Chola on the rest of his body, and also, someone who has a wound on his foot. Let's just see Dal, and then we'll come back with a couple of hours. Says the Mechaber and see Dal Mutter Kol Odom Lino Sono Machmas Akrev Uvigiotzebo Kedei Shelo Yishchanu. If you're afraid of snakes and scorpions, okay, or other things that might bite you that are on the floor, Imitzuisham Akravaim Odvar Narnoshchim. Anything that it comes to bite, you're allowed to wear shoes. If you're afraid, you're doing it out of sakana, even if it's not sakana sachayim, even if it's just sakana of injury, that it's going to be painful. One is allowed to wear shoes in a place like this. The Rama adds it over here. Im yardu gishamim, if you play it, hello, no place where it's gonna rain. Virotza, leilich lebeso, mi base kinesis. You wanna walk back and forth from the shoal, okay? Ola hafech, vuhu istinus, and he's considered istinus. This is the makor that we saw yesterday, Rishon Zalman brought down that nowadays we're all istinuses, and therefore he says that one can be makel to wear the non-leather shoes. Mutter lino min alav atche megiel mikom. Okay, he's allowed to wear regular shoes until he gets to his place. So we have five different Atayrim over here when it comes to Ni'ilas Asandal. We have Chaya, a woman who gives birth. We have Chola. We have someone who has a wound on his foot. Then we talk about general people also have certain Atayrim at a certain time if they're afraid of being bitten if they don't wear shoes. Or if it's raining outside, that is another Heter over here that one is allowed to, at least when he's walking there back from his house, he can go ahead and wear regular shoes. Now, Rishon Zalman comes and says that nowadays these are really not all Shaykh. All of them are not really Shaykh since we make fake shoes that are just basically as good as regular shoes. Sometimes some of the New Balances are not leather, and they're just there. The people wear them lechatchila. Therefore, there's no real reason to wear leather shoes for these people nowadays. They should go ahead and wear the fake leather shoes. Get a good pair of shoes for them to wear and be mako like the shittas that we saw yesterday. That any shoe that is not actually leather is going to be mut. Okay, so that's basically how we hold over here. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sikkot and Tezvav talks about what about back in the day we're wearing shoes. If they didn't wear shoes, it was the guy are going to make fun of them. Okay, once again, nowadays it's not so shayich because you can wear regular shoes that are not leather. Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sikkot and Tezvav. And the first wide line. If the only reason why you wear around your regular shoes is because you're afraid what the guy are going to say, they're going to laugh at you. It is usher to wear shoes. Even though you're afraid they're going to laugh at you, since, as we learned at the beginning, that those who say that this dinim are del raisa, okay, that the shari minim are del raisa, we're not going to be making del raisa because some guy is going to make fun of you. Moreno Rabbeinu points out even further, worse than a guy making fun of you if you were amongst Jews who don't believe in all this stuff, and they're going to make fun of you. Nevertheless, even then, says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevin Saluk and Dir Masal Nachum, those who have it, who are going to get to a very important yesod. Okay, even if you're walking amongst Jews that are going to laugh at you, it's still going to be us. We're not going to waive this isser of wearing leather shoes. It's much worse for a Jew to make fun of you. You're going to cause a Jew to make fun of you. So that's leaf naiver on a Jew, as opposed to a guy. Okay, guy makes fun of you. Who cares? Fine. I have a chiyav to be not to be machshil another Jew. If I know I'm going to say something that they're then going to make fun of me, I'm not allowed to say the thing because I'm causing them to be over lashon hara. Over here, though, it's halacha. The halacha you have to wear non-leather shoes, so we don't give you the right. You don't have the right to waive that iser in order they don't make come funny. However, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzal all the way here at the end of Chilik Vav, a same yisod that he says in Simon Aleph. Also, and that is, over there he says the B'Shem Rav Cheskel Avinshti. Okay, he says over here, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul, Dim Rav Maschel, Hanachem Etan, Lachay, Dvarim Shim Begeder, Chumra Ba'alma, Lo yinago tamivnei Yehudim shalulim li logolo. Debezeh hu machshilim. Something that is only a chumra ba'alma. Okay, that you want to take it upon yourself, you want to take this chumra, but you know if you do, whatever this might be, it's going to look funny in front of Jews. It might even be from Jews, okay? But it's going to look funny, and they're going to make fun of you, and they're going to say something, they're going to talk behind your back about it. It is usher to do that chumra. Yeah, it seems like not against them. Let them... whatever. What do I have to worry about them? They're so lowly that they make fun of someone who is taking it upon himself a chumra. Nevertheless, we are still going to waive the Indian of doing a chumra, because it's only a chumra ba'alma. You're machshil them. You're making them over. You're being overly naive of making a Jew make fun of you. Okay? And therefore, that is going to be the halacha. Therefore, one has to be shokel all the time before doing actions, even in front of other people. What are people? We have a pasuk. You have to do things that are favorable not only in the eyes of Hashem, also in the eyes of other people. We do care what other people think. Okay? We shouldn't care what other people think. Generally, you know, you have to do what you have to do is out of PMS. But you do have to take into consideration what other people think and what other people say sometimes, not to be transgressed any halacha, chas v'shalom, you have to do every halacha. But chumra ba'alma, you have to be careful with those types of things. Tav reish tezvav, we get to the last of the Inuyim, and that is Tashmish Shemitah. Says the Mechaber over here, Yom HaKippurim, Aser B'Tashmish Shemitah, it is Aser to have relations with one wife on Yom HaKippurim. The Aser Liga B'Ishto Kilo Inita, and we treat Yom HaKippurim just like a woman, even if she is Tahorah at the time, just like she's a Nita, and therefore all Harchokos, not only Tashmish Shemitah is also on the Nita, there's all a list of Harchokos between a husband and wife, those apply also on Yom HaKippurim. V'chein aser lishonim ishto b'mita. It is aser to sleep in the same bed, just like what they call here a mita yehudit. You have two separate beds that you separate. One she's a nida, so too on Yom Kippurim you do not sleep in the same bed together. You separate the beds on Yom Kippurim. There's a machlokus in the achronim, and these harchakos only apply during the nighttime or also during the daytime. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah pass like the Magen Avraham, like he generally does. Over here, sifkat and aleph, vasaligo, bein belaila, bein mayom, also in nighttime, and also in the daytime, it's going to be aser. V'gam lo yarba yimot varim, so speak to her too much. Chayim chol praktim, shivispar, b'yaradea, simen, kuf, tzadi, hey. Fine. Sif Beis. And this comes back the third time we've gotten into the subject over here in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. L'maisa, we saw what happens if one has an emission. One sees Shechot Zer at nighttime or during the daytime, whatever it might be, on Yom Kippur, how to clean himself for davening. That we saw in Hilchos Rechitza a couple simanim ago. Now we get to the din of what does this mean if someone sees this? Says the Mechaber over here, based on the Gemara, okay, it says like this: Haroa Kerabi Yom Kippurim. Someone who sees Keri on Yom Kippurim, Yidag Kol Hashana. He should be worried that whole year. Why should he be worried all year? Okay, we could probably get this ourselves. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Gimel, Shemalo Kippulu Tani So. Might be this remez that Kadosh Baruch is not mekabel your tainus. Okay, Mishemarim Lo Kshar Kadosh Baruch Ein Chamitz B'Shimushav, and Kadosh Baruch doesn't want your avodas Hashem over here. He doesn't accept it. Okay, that's why you should be worried all year on. We're going to come back to this concept in a minute. Vim alto lo shana. But if you end up making it throughout the whole year, says the Mechaber, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. So that's a right that he's a ben olam haba, because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him the simen, the fact that he lasted the year must show us that he has a lot of look and see God and see God and Dalit. Shebivade yisos zchuyos harbei sheginu olam. It must be this person has a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of zchuyos that protected him from the bad that could have came upon him. Okay, that's the Iker Dina of the Gemara over here. Now listen very carefully. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Gimel, V'ayin Ba'achroni, Shekot, Du Dafke Shaluya Machlas, Roba Chilushtia, it's only if the carry came, not because he ate too much food, O Machmas Hirur Kodama, or the fact that he wasn't thinking about girls, before Yom Kippurim, Aval Kishi Yodea Shabbat Machmas Hiru Chodom, if he knows that's where it came from, after Gadol Avon, even though he did a great sin, because that's not what you're supposed to be thinking about, Mikol Makom, Einu B'Safik Mita, he doesn't have to worry about his year, Ki Ba'atzmo Garan Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't cause this, he himself caused this. V'cheinim Asa Lo Shana, but on the other side, if he ends up living the whole year, Einu Muftach Shalom Omar Olam Haba, don't think so great of yourself that you have all these chuyas that protected you, no. So it goes for the bad and for the good. You don't have to worry that year, but it's not going to be a protection for the year afterwards. Listen, though, to the words of the stipler. Says the stipler over here, quoted in the Piskei Tshuvos, listen to the letter that the stipler wrote. And this is very important, especially for Bachrim, to hear. V'hine, it's in Krayin and Igrasasim in Kufsadi in Samachay. V'hine, lo yida klal uklal abachar, should not be worried at all. Ki divrei chazal amurim l'misha iru lo rachmar l'tzlan, shelo machmas tivu. Chazal is only talking about someone this happens to where it was not the nature. Klal, who could go nosu yibena rayim yoter like a married man or someone who is 40 and above. Amus b'torah v'yirishamayim, and he is osek b'torah and yirishamayim. Asher amikra nishach lo min hashamayim gzeirah miyuchadah. So therefore, when this happens to someone like this, then it's clearly a gzeirah miyuchadah. Aval anoshim tzeirim v'kol shekein kesheinu nosui, but young people, especially who are not married, hadavar pashadu borer shira machmas tivu shira lifnei zman ma'ad, for sure comes from his nature that he was thinking about things he shouldn't have thought about lifnei zman ma'ad. Even if it wasn't thinking about an Erev Yom Kippur, even thinking about these things or seeing the wrong things, even weeks before, could have caused this. Also, similar words. So therefore, one, Bachar for sure should not worry at all. If this happens in Erev Yom Kippur, he should go ahead and clean himself off. Maybe he has to do tshuva for what he's looking at or what he's thinking about, but other than that, he should not worry at all in Yom Kippur. And on the other side, he shouldn't feel very good about himself as the year goes by, and he lived. Don't think he's he's on such a high level. Okay? So a little bit now. Important to us to hear a little bit at what is the tikkun for one who does have these issues. Says over here, the Mishnah Berurah over here, in the Hamshach HaSikon Gilmore, where he left off. Eat up his svar. The ikur tikkun l'misha nichshol chas v'chalilo azeh. Someone who's nichshol in this, what's the ikur tikkun? Sheit chazek mikan ulo ba'mi mechayov b'limudat toros chusat toros tagin alav. Okay, he's talking specifically, it happens on Yom Kippurim, but in general, it's the same thing that chusat toros is going to help protect. Uktivsev medjesh tanchuma, like it brings in the tanchuma, imchot adam ischayiv misa l'shamayim. Someone who sins and is chayiv misa b'day shamayim, ayesav yichya. What should he do in order to live? Im lomod lishnas perik echad yishne shnei prakim. If you generally learn one perik a day, start learning two prakim. Vim lomod lishnas dav echad yishne shnei davim. If you learn one blad of Gemara, you should learn, start learning two blad of Gemara. In any odel yilmod, if you don't know how to learn, he says, so at least two, I have to take on a new mitzvah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, after the brackets, v'ikr limra tori yelo menas l'kayim. V'ikr limra has to be al menas l'kayim. Da'lo meid ve'enu me'kayim noach lo shelo livra. Someone who learns Torah just for the intellectual pursuit, and it's not al menas l'kayim, then he is missing the further the ikr point. And adds the Sharetzion over here, ozvav. Don't think that it's just Torah enough to worry about anything else. I feel a blue midas a chesed klal. Without the midas a chesed, everyone knows the Chavetz Chaim wrote his sefer on chesed, avas chesed. Dalok far amru chazal da omer ain't li ala Torah. Because someone who says ain't li ala Torah, I feel a Torah ain't law. Someone says, I just learned Torah, that's all I do. I don't do a chesed, I don't do other things. I feel a Torah ain't law. He doesn't even have Torah. Through this, that's how you get real kapara. And this is like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yudzayin Obeis, says, Kol Osek Bertor Bilvad, meaning in not other things, not chesed in other things, Doma Kimi She'ein Lo Eloka. Okay, it's like someone who does not have a God. So, the Iker Tikkun is Ayidei Torah. Doing most of Torah, and Torah is a kedosha, and do it al menas la'asos. But if it's going to be Torah levad without any chesed, then that is not going to be good enough. Ad kan for today. The Rosh Hashiva wants to add